Hi everyone, welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marianne from Yachts Mermaids, and today I have former chief stew Georgia, who is also now a mindset and health coach. Thank you for being here today, Georgia. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I am so well. I'm in one of those really bright, energetic moods today, so you got me on
Amazing.
A good day. How are you?
So today we're going to explore the topic of toxic people on board. We all know that there's that, you know, sometimes there's that bad apple that can really ruin the whole environment. Just one person can have that effect, of course, if other people allow it. But we're going to talk about toxic people because I see this topic come up on a lot of the groups on social media where a lot of people just go on these groups and they start venting and just talk about how, you know, specifically chief stews that I've seen on this post, right? Because it's not like an overall the crew, but they're most of the posts that I've seen is like this toxic person being the chief stew, right? The person who's in charge of the interior department. And the threats are like insane. And I just want to read very quickly something that I recently saw. So one of the posts says, you know, is there a special school somewhere where we can send chief stews to learn to be nice, asking for a friend? And, you know, one of the persons says, I've been asking the same question for decades. In my whole career in the service industry, I have found maybe less than 10 really pleasant chief stews. Most are miserable individuals, or as an old captain one described them, chief stews are mercurial beings with questionable moral standards. Even worse, when they happen to be the captain, girlfriend, or wife, a real nightmare for the whole crew and especially for the chef. Then other people go into saying, send them off to a stint at a professional land job where you can fuck your boss, verbally abuse your coworkers, mop around like a sullen teenager, refuse to complete basic job duties, or otherwise engage in any of the egregious bad behavior I've seen lately from some chief stews. I have worked with some of the best, but the worst one will make even the most patient crew run for the hills. And, you know, it keeps going on and on with like some really nasty things, to be honest. There's one that says, is the combination of being really good at your job and the inability to be nice in person that I'm seeing time and again? That's why I'm wondering if it's just learned behavior from one stew to the next, or, and then they go on saying that it's typically the South Africans and the Aussie girls that seem to have the biggest problem with being authoritative and just raging. And he says, you know, this person says that he's just raging in the threat, which is pretty much what everybody's doing in this threat. You know, they're just kind of like dumping their emotions into it. And then they're saying it's not, you know, one of the chefs who actually wrote this threat said that it's not directed at me because I'm good at my job and don't stand for unpleasantness in the galley, but I'm so sick and tired of those power tripping little 20 something chief stews taking it out on the junior stews and other crew they deem to be beneath them. It's not necessary. We're all in it to win it. Raging bitch in the pantry, syrup sticking nice to the guests, get a grip, be real, or please go home, but stop making the junior's crew cry. So, I mean, I can go on and on and on because this is like hundreds and hundreds of people. So obviously it is an issue. So what's coming up for you when I say all this?
When you said earlier, there were like threads of that. That is not what I expected. Firstly, I just think the people that write that sort of thing on the internet need to wind their necks in and take a look at themselves. It's not like, yes, of course, in every industry there are going to be, can I swear on here? Or
yeah, absolutely fucking yes.
Oh, okay. There are going to be the assholes of every industry in every department. It's not specifically one department. It just seems to be the chief stews that take the brunt of it. And yeah, of course there's going to be the chief stews out there who are horrendous, but there's also going to be the chefs out there who are horrendous, and the, you know, the deck department who are horrendous. It just seems to be these people think it's okay to go on the internet and write these things about Chief Stews, when I just think a lot of the time, take a look at yourself, like how, like what part have you played in this? Because a lot of the time there is a reason why why you're getting a bollocking from the Chief Stew. You know, if you're if you're not behaving properly on board, then yeah, a lot of them are going to give you a grilling for it, but you shouldn't take that too personally, really. You know, look at your behavior and is it something on you? But I don't think writing posts like that is a help to anybody. I just think that's internet trolling at its finest, to be honest.
It's like keyboard warriors. And then when you ask them to come and actually talk and share wisdom and share, you know, how to educate people around this topic, they're all like, oh no, you know, I don't want to go public. I was like, are you kidding me? You just like posted on your profile picture, everything. Like, we already know who you are and the shit that you're into. But anyway, so yeah, for all you keyboard warriors, like, please stop if you're not going to actually follow through and actually educate people and help and support. We don't really need your raging emotional, you know, nastiness online, because it doesn't really support anybody. So going back to the topic, and yeah, that was me raging about you guys. You know, one of the things that I find is that you can have this toxic person on board that is toxic to X, Y, and Z, but not toxic to other people, right? So then you kind of have to wonder, well, is the person the problem or the people that are getting triggered, you know? And I feel like most of the time it goes both ways, right? Like, for example, I'm going to actually talk about a client of mine, and she, you know, we had a private session and she said that she's getting triggered specifically by the Chief Stew and the way she's being talked to and, you know, all this stuff and just going on and on and on in victim mode, right? And for me, it was very clear, like, where she was. She was like, okay, she's in victim mode. She's just pointing the finger, not taking responsibility for what is being shown to her of her inner world, right? Because our outer world is a reflection of what's inside of us. So when we did the work and we went a little bit deeper, what was actually happening was, in this specific case, was that this Chief Stew toxic person, bitch, whatever you want to call it, was actually mirroring the fact that when she was younger in her childhood, she was never, she was basically, she had two wounds, big ones, which was abandonment and not being seen and not being heard, right? So this person, because she hasn't really actually dealt with this childhood wounds, traumas, you know, that happened to her, this person was just literally triggering that. Doesn't really matter what she did or say, it was that trigger that was always there. So it didn't really matter if the Chief Stew was actually saying like, hey, I'm not trying to be mean, or whatever. It's like, this is the one that's been triggered. And because she was in victimhood, she wasn't able to see it for what it was, but just like saying, oh, you're the problem, I'm not. Which in reality, it's not that there is anybody's a problem, is that people are not taking responsibility for what is there for them. And the minute you realize, okay, this is what's here for me, this is what's showing up, and I do the work, right? You do the work, then that mirror, that reflection has to change. And more than likely, that toxic person is no longer going to be the toxic person to you, because it's not going to reflect those wounds back at you because you already done the work. So what comes up for you when I say this?
Yeah, no, I would agree with that, because you can have this so-called toxic person on board. And like you said, they can be toxic to one person, but other people might be thinking, I don't see it. Like, I just don't see it like that. So I think a lot of it is, yeah, how you take it, you know, why is it triggering you? You know, why are you letting yourself get so affected? What is the underlying reason behind it? Because there's always a reason behind it. And Yeah, sometimes there might not really be, but if it's a consistent thing that you are constantly being triggered by this person, you need to, do the inner work and ask yourself, why? Is it something that's happened to you previously? You know, is it bringing up these feelings of, like you said, abandonment, rejection? You know, did something happen to you in school? You know, were you shouted at in school or something? And was there that pivotal moment that's kind of stuck with you forevermore? So when you do get a bit of a grilling from somebody, it just affects you so much more, because it just takes you back to that place that you've not really ever recovered from.
Exactly.
Because, like I said, you know, some people get on with these toxic people fine, and it might just be even one person that has a problem with them. And I just think in those cases, a lot of the time you need to look at yourself and ask, why am I letting this get to me so much?
Right. And I want to, you know, make sure people understand, when we say trigger, what we actually mean is like what Georgia said, you know, when something is a big emotion, you know, it causes a big emotion in you, in this case, you know, what we perceive as negative, right? Anger, sadness, grief, whatever, you know, like rage, whatever it is that's coming up for you. When this comes up, but it doesn't just come up once, it's like a constant. That right there is your tip, it's like the tip, or I don't want to say the tip, I don't know, what basically lets you know there's something within you that needs attention. There's something within you that's been triggered due to past trauma that you, like you said, you haven't fully recovered from. And basically someone's putting salt on the open wound, and it's like, here, and then I'm going to poke it a little bit more just to make sure you're feeling it. You know, so of course you can continue yourself to be in the victim mentality and like you're the blame, but let you know, like when you point one finger, three point back at you. Very simple. So it always comes down to what's in here, what's here that's being reflected back at you, you know. And there can be instances, because I have personally explore this, where it's no longer that the wound's been triggered, is that I am actually being given the opportunity to set boundaries and to speak up, right? Like if I done work on some wounding stuff from the past or whatever, and then I see like some stuff come up and I'm like, okay, I'm not like really being triggered by like rejection or whatever it was at the time, but why is this continuing to happen? And it's because I'm being given the opportunity to actually implement what I have learned, to speak up. Because if you were rejected, you weren't able to speak up, right? At whatever time in your life. So now this is the time to talk, to set boundaries, to say, hey, this is my limits, because the boundaries are, what are your desires? What are your values? What are your limits? Where do you feel safe? And this is the opportunity to basically raise that bar. And a lot of people don't take these opportunities because they maintain themselves in victimhood, and then they get validation from other crew members or family members that they know subconsciously are going to validate them. So then they go for them because they know they're going to be validated, and they say, oh yeah, it's not me. I'm not the one with the problem. It's that person. In reality, it's not. So this is why I always tell crew, if you are in a situation like this with like a toxic environment, toxic people, look for support outside of the crew, because more than likely the people that are part of the crew or family members or friends, their lens is going to be blurry, right? It's going to be tainted because they're part of it and they have certain perspective and they want to like make you feel okay. So they're not going to be objective and be like, bitch, fucking snap out of it. You know what I mean? Like, you're not a victim here, right? Yeah. So they're not going to be able to do that for you. So this is why you have to get out of your own way and then look for support and help.